Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this Thursday, January 22nd. It is also the anniversary of the really significant event in history, Roe versus Wade. And today we have a number of people who are at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., and a number of people who will be checking in and reporting live for us from that March for Life, and looking forward to hearing from them as things are preparing for that March for Life and the LCMS Life Conference, which has already begun as well, started with the Divine Service this morning. So we're going to check in with a number of people attending who are attending the conference and the March for Life today. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org. And there you can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. Go check it out, kfuo.org. Joining us by phone from Washington, D.C., Ed Zito. He is a coordinator for LCMS Life Ministries. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking some time to join us this morning and to share with us what's going on at the LCMS Life Conference. Things have already gotten underway with the Life Conference, correct?
Yes, we just started this morning. We had a wonderful divine service to start all the events this morning. And we just ended a couple of minutes ago, and everybody's getting ready to go out to the National Mall for the March for Life.
Very good. Very good. And so everybody's headed out. How many people have gathered for this LCMS Life Conference so far? I'm sure there will be more that will be gathering, joining you. But so far, any idea?
Yeah, this year we have 325 people registered for the conference. So we're very pleased with that. About 43% are high school and college students.
Very good. Very good. And so who are some of the speakers that are lined up for this conference that will take place more so after the march? You'll get to hear from these speakers. Who are some of the speakers that are lined up?
Well, we have Professor Robert T. George from Princeton University. He's one of the co-authors of the Manhattan Declaration on Marriage, who will be our keynote speaker. Lila Rose from Live Action will be here on Friday as well. Carol Tobias, who is the president of National Right to Life, will be speaking. And we have a couple other speakers like Molly Hemingway, a journalist who will be speaking, as well as Dr. Donna Harrison, who will be talking about the abortion and breast cancer link.
So a number of great speakers lined up to present at this event, and we've had a chance to talk with some of them, and it has been just a delight to hear from them, and so glad that they're lined up for this conference. What are you looking forward to most about this conference today, Ed?
I'm looking for the warm weather at the march, because it's sunny outside. The high is forecasted to be in the mid-40s, quite a difference from last year. But we are really excited to have so many speakers and so many students here, and we're glad that the next generation is really taking on the banner, the life banner, and sharing with their friends and their family about how precious human life is.
And outstanding. Well, so glad to hear that there are so many people there and that the weather is looking better than last year. We'll be watching for all the bright yellow hats, the March for Life with the LCMS hats. I gather many people have those again this year.
Yes, they'll all have them. Hopefully we'll be able to keep together. I think with the warm weather, it's going to be an extremely large crowd for the march this year.
Very good. Very good. And the conference taking place just right around the D.C. area. Where is the conference right now?
The conference is at the Hilton Hotel in Crystal City, which is right across the river from Washington, D.C.
Very good. And folks are now headed out, hitting the train and heading down to the march.
Yes, we are. All our speakers are going to be recorded, so they will be recordings will be available afterwards online.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Ed. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Andy. Always a pleasure.
Coming up, we're going to talk. Let's talk with Tracy Quatham. She is with LCMS Life Ministries. Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, Andy.
Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. How are things going so far with the LCMS Life Conference?
Things are going great. We just finished a wonderful worship service and are making our way over to Washington, D.C. itself for the march.
Very good. Now, you're not on the train at the moment yet, though, are you?
No, I'm not.
I was trying to figure out if that would work or not, or if we'd get cut off if anybody was on the train at the time that we called. But
we can try it later.
And so things are going well. It sounds like the weather's looking a little more promising than last year.
It is. Such a blessing. It's supposed to be up near the high 40s. Wonderful blessing. Of course, we all have our green hats. If you're in Washington for the march, look for us in our bright green hats. About 400 of our closest friends wearing them. And so we look forward to seeing you there.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What are you looking forward to most about the march today? There are a number of events going on in addition to the march. What are you looking forward to most about today?
There'll be some really wonderful speakers before the march starts to kind of talk to the crowd and remind everyone while we're there. And then just the march itself, the numbers of people who are there in the support of Sanctity of Life is almost overwhelming. To be walking up Capitol Hill, and as far as you can see in front of you and as far as you can see behind you, just a sea of people marching in solidarity for the Sanctity of Life.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, glad to hear that it's going well, and very grateful for all that you all are doing there to make sure that a voice is heard for these voices that don't have a chance to be heard sometimes, whether it's for the unborn child or for the elderly or anyone who needs a voice to be represented there. Tracy, thank you so much for taking time to check in with us and let us know how things are going at the LCMS Life Conference and the 2015 March for Life.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's check in now with Reverend Stephen Cholak from Messiah Lutheran Church in Keller, Texas. Good morning, Pastor Cholak.
Good morning, Andy.
Thanks.
Good to be with you.
And also with you. Good to hear your voice again, and glad to hear that you've made the trip from Texas up to Washington, D.C. How have your travels gone thus far?
They've been going great. I'm just a little shocked by the cold, although it is extremely warm here, which is really great.
Glad to hear that it's warmer than expected. Why are you, as a pastor, involved in the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life today?
Well, from a strictly pastoral sense, I think just grabbing the text that we used at our divine service this morning, the parable of the Good Samaritan, that Christ's love compels its church into the ditch to the lonely, to the forsaken, to those who are unable to defend themselves, to the ick and the mire, in order to pick the world up and to heal its wounds, to pour oil over them and to bandage them. And so as we bring that good news of Christ and his salvation that he has worked on the cross into the world, that goes for all of the voices who cannot be heard, including those unborn, those who are near the end of their life, those who have been deemed unworthy. So, but then also, as me personally, Pastor Cholak, also serving here on the LCMS Sanctity of Human Life Committee and helping to get that message out for our synod and providing resources for our churches and the Sanctity of Life.
And there are a number of other church bodies, a number of groups that are there today, and I know that you all are just now headed over to the March for Life, so it's probably hard to get a perspective. Any idea how many people anticipated that it'll be there today, or how many other groups, what you might see at the march today?
Oh, I'm not sure about an exact number, but I know that there are a number of Christian organizations as well as a number of secular organizations who come. And like I think Ed mentioned earlier, with the warmer weather, it's pulling a lot more people out. The last time I was here 2 years ago was, I believe, around 15 degrees outside, and we still had a record number of people. But in the 40s today, I think it's going to not deter as many. So we should have a large crowd, a large group.
Very good. What are you looking forward to most about this march and the LCMS Life Conference?
I think that the coolest thing about the march itself is everybody together, this huge group of intergeneration marching all together. So you're walking up Capitol Hill and you see children and babies and strollers, and you see elderly with canes and middle-aged people and teenagers and college students, and we're all together in a single moment and a single theme moving towards proclaiming this great message. So as far as that's concerned, to see us all together and to not have us segregated into age groups, but each of us helping and supporting one another, I think is the most awesome part. And then the conference itself, I'm looking forward to some great speakers and seeing our church body learning, diving itself into the midst of the Word of God in order that they might be strengthened for the battle that's going on.
Very good. Well, I thank you for your time today, Reverend Cholak. Thanks for sharing with us your perspective on what's going on with the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life, and for making that trip for us and being a part of that group, the Sanctity of Life Committee as well.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
God's blessing. Safe travels.
Thank you. Same to you. All right. Bye.
Let's check in now with the Reverend Michael Salamink, Associate Pastor at St. James Lutheran Church in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Pastor Salamink.
Good morning, Mr. Bates. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you, sir?
Very good. I also want to send my greetings out to my colleague, the roaming gnome, Reverend Cholak. for those listeners who aren't familiar with his appearance, he's got quite a beard that he's grown, very red-haired beard, so he resembles a roaming gnome, and he does get around the country too. So, greetings to Reverend Cholak as well.
We're glad to have so many people in the area at the conference this year and at the March for Life to get to hear your perspectives, Pastor Salamink. Tell us now: did you just arrive this morning, or did you make it in last night?
We did. We flew in on a red eye. Actually, our flight had 11 passengers, and it was smooth and uneventful. We had good pilots and attendance, so we came in this morning in plenty of time to register and sit down for the worship service.
Tell us about the service this morning. The LCMS Life Conference started with the Divine Service, and what was that service all about?
Well, as with all things in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for All Christians, everything begins with worship and flows from that. And so we began our time together this weekend in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We had a very good crowd. The presider at the service was Reverend Christopher Eskett, who I believe is pastor of a local church here in Alexandria, Virginia. The preacher was Reverend Dr. Jim Lamb, who is executive director of Lutherans for Life, an advocacy organization within our synod. The hymns were lively, and the message was focused on having been shown the compassion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then reflecting that to the people that we meet along the way.
Why is it helpful? Why is it important as Lutherans, as Christians, to begin this time together with the Divine Service?
Well, you know, a cause like this that is so socially focused has the potential to draw us into thinking that we are heroes, or that somehow we're trying to make the world a better place, when in fact for Lutherans it's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of forgiveness and the hope of eternal life. And so when we begin with worship, then we're focused on that, recognizing that our ability and our focus does not come from ourselves, and we're not concerned with what good we can accomplish, but only with being present where our God is doing his work, recognizing that our Lord Jesus Christ has been crucified for the forgiveness of sins of all people and has risen from the dead to extend eternal life to everyone who is broken and hurting. And we wish to be a part of that ourselves as people who are broken and hurting, even as our worship begins with the confession of sins and proceeds to then the celebration of the Holy Communion as we go forth as the body of Christ. That helps set the tone and defines who we are, what we do, and what we're about.
Now let's take this a little more personally. As a pastor, a husband, a father, why is this important to you? Now, as I understand, your lovely bride is with you as well at the conference in the March today, correct?
She is. She has joined me. We've had the opportunity to be together, and this has been a cause that's been close to our heart for several years, and even more so as I've been at my current call working with lots of people who are dealing with unplanned pregnancies or infertility, or serving on the board of directors of our local Pregnancy Resource Center. It's been something that we've been very active in. But I think for Lutherans, the issue of being life-affirming or pro-life is not so much about issues of right and wrong as it is about issues of the gospel. And that's why it's so important to us to have the opportunity to extend the compassion of God that's been shown to us through the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a thrill for people who are members of Christ's body, but it's also absolutely essential for the people, the souls of the people who are hurting so much that they are deceived by the devil into believing that things that would be otherwise unthinkable are actually reasonable solutions to their problems. So it's all about being motivated by gratitude to our Lord and Savior, by the desire to be a part of what He does, by our care and compassion for our neighbors. And that's something that's important for parents who are seeking to raise godly children, to set that example and to show them that as you are our children, we are all children of God, and there are lost and hurting children out there, whether they are unborn children or children who are all grown up, who are in need of the love of Jesus Christ as well.
And we plan on having a longer conversation about that coming up in just a couple of weeks here on Faith and Family on February 3rd. You and I and Mrs. Selamink get to have a conversation about that, that life-affirming parenting, that pro-life parenting, and how do we go about that? Why have you? Why is that important to you as parents? And looking forward to that longer conversation. I understand just you and Mrs. Selamink have traveled. What did you tell the boys about this trip before you made this this trip to Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think that the preparation has been done over the course of many years. We have been participating as a family in local 40 Days for Life events, and our children have carried banners, and they've prayed outside of Planned Parenthood. They've been in church when we've had prayers for those things, and they've known that Mom and Dad are active in this particular cause. So we did explain to them the reason that we're going, but they already have an understanding of how important it is to continue to stand up for the value of life, especially, you know, in a culture and a context where that is sometimes devalued. My wife also had the opportunity. She was substitute teaching at the school that's part of our congregation yesterday. And so several of the students were asking her, and I think she had the opportunity to do some more explaining about how important it is to give voice and give witness to the compassion and the gospel of Jesus Christ in our culture. So she was able to share some of that with the students yesterday as well.
It sounds like a very clear message from you and from many others that are participating in this LCMS Life Conference. This is not so much about right and wrong, but rather more about Christ, the gospel, His compassion for us and for all life, for all human life.
That's what the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod is about. That's what Christianity is about. It's not about rules and regulations and following principles. It's about understanding the love of God, which He has built into our creation and which He has shown to us by the coming of His Son, our Savior, and which we share as the body of Christ. And that's, I think, the unique contribution that Missouri Synod Lutherans bring to this particular arena, is a continued focus on forgiveness, compassion, acceptance, hope, the unconditional love of God, and people being saved from situations that are the result of sinfulness in the world, and the fact that our Lord's resurrection gives us a permanent victory over that, but also a victory whose effects bleed into the situations that we deal with on a daily basis also.
Now, I understand that everyone's headed now from the conference to the March for Life. Are you all geared up, ready for it? It sounds like the weather's not as bad as it could have been, all geared up and ready for the march.
Actually, the weather is fantastic. We can see God smiling upon us because it's unseasonably warm, mid-40s. There's hardly a cloud in the sky. It's very sunny. And so we're looking forward to, in just a few minutes, beginning the rally and then the actual march itself. And then many of the marchers will have an opportunity to meet with their congressional representatives as well after that. As a matter of fact, our Congressman Representative Todd Rokita from Indiana is hosting a reception at his office. So we're looking forward to being a part of that and expressing our support for him as well.
What are you looking forward to most about this conference, looking at the lineup for the rest of the conference over the coming evening and tomorrow as well? Go ahead.
For me, it's all about the networking and the connections that are made. You know, like the prophet Elijah, who sometimes felt as if he were the only one left, I think because the culture that we're up against is so powerful and pervasive, because the devil is so crafty and deceptive, sometimes we get beat down and feel like kind of we're doing all the work on our own. To come together as the body of Christ, united around his word, inspired by his spirit of compassion, that's very strengthening for us as a group. It's the same effect that the same reason why we have national youth gatherings for our high school students, so they can understand you're not alone, you're not the only one, and form relationships then that can support them throughout their lives and into eternity. So that's what I look forward to most.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Pastor Salamink from St. James Lutheran Church in Lafayette, Indiana. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family.
Thank you for having me on. God continue to bless your work.
Thank you. Safe travels as you head out to the march. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got more conversations to have with our friends and brothers and sisters in Christ at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. and the LCMS Life Conference. Stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Today's the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the court decision legalizing abortion for any reason throughout pregnancy. Since then, over 57 million babies have been sacrificed on the altar of so-called choice. This exceeds the total populations of California and New York combined. Today, an Episcopal church in Kansas is hosting an event sponsored by Planned Parenthood to celebrate Roe. Recently, a pastor's son took his wife for an abortion while professing to be a Christian. Make no mistake, abortion is incompatible with Christianity. If you kill an unborn baby expecting forgiveness later, you're putting your soul at grave risk. Of course, a truly repentant heart is forgiven. But many more churches must speak out about the truth of abortion. Does yours?
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Two pastors, one an Italian wise guy, and the other a Ukrainian academic. What happens when you put them in the same room with no script and a bunch of sound effects? Well, you're just going to have to tune in to find out. The God Whisperers on Worldwide KFUO, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central. They're fun-loving, a little off the wall, but always solidly Lutheran. You will learn something every time or double your money back. It's okay to enjoy being Lutheran.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to facebook.com/KFUO radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod brings Christ to people around the world who are suffering and separated from our loving Lord. This month, the Synod is emphasizing our international mission work. Join us in supporting this work and sharing the gospel with those who do not yet know Christ or believe in Him. Find resources at lcms.org/themes/January. lcms.org/themes/January.
Hi. I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
Worldwide KFUO would like to invite you to start and end your day with prayer. At 9 a.m., join us for morning prayer as we look into the Word of God, we pray, and sing sacred music. At 6 p.m., we gather for evening prayer once again as we hear the Word of God, pray, and rejoice in His gift of music. Lift up your heart to heaven with Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with our friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, who are at the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life 2015 in Washington, D.C. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Mark Wood, Director of Witness and Outreach for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor Wood.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I understand that you are actually on the train en route to the March for Life, so we may lose signal at some point in time, but glad that we've got you for a little bit at least.
All right, great. Great to be with you.
How's the conference going so far?
Well, we started today with the Divine Service. I think there's absolutely no better way to prepare for taking a public stand for life than to receiving the life and salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus through the Divine Service. And I was packed full of people, and it was just a wonderful message by Reverend Lamb, the director of Lutherans for Life. I think we're ready to go out and make this statement that we affirm the sanctity of human life.
Headed over from the conference, about how long of a trip is it from the conference over to the march? I understand everybody's on the train. There are a bunch of bright green, bright yellow hats together.
Yes.
Sounds like one of those points where we might have lost you. You still there? We'll continue our conversations with our friends at the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life 2015 as we continue to try to maintain connection with them. Hope that we can continue to talk. We've got a few more guests lined up. Hopefully they'll get out of those tunnels pretty soon so we can talk with them. And so stick around for more Faith and Family right after this, right here on Worldwide KFUO. Good morning. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks for joining us for Faith and Family today. We are connecting with several of our friends who are at the LCMS Life Conference in Washington, D.C., and now headed over to the March for Life. Joining us by phone now, the Reverend Craig D'Onofrio from Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, sir? You finally made it off the train.
Yeah, we made it off the train. It's actually very pleasant here right now. It's beautiful weather. But body coverage on the train. We're all heading out down toward the mall where we're going to sit together and sing and pray and hear speakers and all sorts of good stuff.
Outstanding. What is it like being on the train with all of the people that are headed over to the march?
Well, there's this guy named Matt Harrison, maybe you've heard of him, who seems to be kind of a popular guy. And he gets around. He's here and having a good time. I'm just picking up a sign right now on pro-life. So there we go. it's a zoo here, Andy.
You're there in the sea of people with bright yellow hats.
I'm sorry, it's noisy. What was it? Let me step off for a second.
There in the sea of people with bright yellow hats headed over to the march.
Yes, everyone's wearing their green beanies. It's kind of a beanie fest here. And people are getting around. Hey, here's Mike Meyer from Disaster Relief. You want to say hi to Mike?
Sure.
Hi, Andy.
Good morning, Reverend Meyer. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for making the trip up there. How's the conference going so far?
Well, the conference is going great. We had a wonderful worship service this morning. We received the Lord's Supper together, and we just got off the metro station at the Smithsonian and starting to join the rest of the crowds here on the mall.
Very good, very good. And what are you looking forward to most about the march and the conference?
Well, I think I'm looking forward to most hearing a number of the speakers that they have lined up for us throughout the whole conference, actually, and just being able to have our voice heard as those who support life and affirm it in all its stages.
Very good. Thank you, Reverend Meyer. Thanks for sharing with us, and God's blessings and safe travels there in Washington, D.C. at the March for Life.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
Thanks.
God's blessings to you.
Thanks.
Andy, I have another guy here. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
His name's Matt Harrison.
Very good.
And, maybe he'd say a word or two about what's going on here. Here he is.
Wonderful.
Hi.
Good morning, Pastor Harrison. How are you this morning?
I'm sorry?
Good morning, and thanks for taking some time to talk with us this morning on KFUO. How are things going? Getting ready for the March for Life.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're breaking up. We're just in the staging. We just popped out of the subway near the Smithsonian. It's a great day. It's nice weather for January in D.C., and it's just great to be out here. So many of these fluorescent green hats on of LCMS people mixed among thousands of other gathering in the shadow of the Washington Monument and rejoicing that the voice for life gets stronger and stronger.
As president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, there with a crowd of people with many Lutherans, what does it mean for Lutherans to be there to take a stand for life at this March for Life this year?
Well, the great thing is that folks that are here, when we were finishing our worship this morning, several hundred people, we had the sacrament, and the crowd was asked how many new people were there who hadn't been at a march before, and probably two-thirds of the hands were raised, had never been here before, and then also noticing that they're young people, they're college-age kids, they're high school kids, and the great thing is these people come out for this, and just to show the voice of the life movement in Lutheranism, join with other good citizens. But the great thing is really all these folks, many of them are involved in local crisis pregnancy efforts. And one guy told me a story that in his community, they had last year marched against an abortion clinic, a Planned Parenthood related abortion clinic. The clinic has in this past year closed. They bought the property and turned it into a crisis pregnancy center. Isn't that marvelous?
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is starting to rise up here. So in the name of Christ and the blessed gospel of free forgiveness for all, no matter what has gone on, Dr. Lamb gave us a fabulous sermon today, Law and Gospel, Good Samaritan. We're all in the ditch, he said, and Jesus has come to us, and we can't help but have mercy on everybody. Doesn't matter if you've had an abortion, doesn't matter if you've contemplated, doesn't matter. Jesus came to have mercy, and we're going to have mercy on people. That's who Jesus is, that's who we must be. God bless.
Amen. Thanks. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, President of Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Thanks for being our guest.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Craig. So you got your walking shoes, your shuffling shoes on. You're ready to head over to the march.
You know, I was dressed morning, and I'm not going to march. So put on some jeans. Okay.
You still there, Craig?
I think I lost you.
Yeah, we got you a little bit there. So you're headed over to the march. Let's go to Marcus Zill with LCMS Campus Ministry. Good morning, Pastor Zill.
Hey, I'm standing right next to Pastor D'Onofrio. Apparently got a better connection.
Pastor Zill, Director of LCMS Campus Ministry, do you see many college students at this March for Life this year?
You know, I got to tell you, I've never been to one of the national ones of these. And just looking around the room this morning, I'd say that half to two-thirds of everybody was a high school or college student. And what's cool is, for all the work that I put into LCMSU to pull off Taboo, I didn't have anything to do with this. I just come naturally to something like this because college students, young people, they love a great protest. But they also, you know, I'm sitting here... was just thinking today that while the president of the United States is focusing on giving a free community college to all the young people are apparently in Washington, D.C. saying that's fine, but what we really want is to save lives and stand up for life. And so it's very heartening to see the enormous number of young people that are here. We just got off the Metrolink, and so we're just starting to work the crowd a little bit. But it's phenomenal to see, you know, I saw an article the other day that it's like 4-1 young people to non-young people. And so it's very encouraging to see that this generation is a pro-life generation. Confirms everything that I tell people all the time, that this generation gets it.
And to see all those young people there is encouraging, I'm sure, for what lies down the road for this generation, to know that these are people who are going to be making decisions for our country. If they're not doing it already, they will be in just a few years, and that's encouraging.
No, absolutely. That's the greatest thing, is you got so many awesome young people that are going to do awesome things, and they're here, and they're willing to stick their necks out. They don't care who sees them. They don't care, what their friends might think. I mean, obviously, everybody wants their... But the problem is, for those that are pro-abortion, is that most of the young people's friends get it, too. You know, I always tell people that one of the big things on a college campus is tolerance. Everything's about tolerance. It's a supreme virtue. Well, what is more intolerant than not allowing a young life to come to full fruition outside of the womb? And so this generation gets that. They get that completely. It's very, very encouraging, not only for us as the body of Christ, but also for us as a nation, frankly, and hopefully sends a signal to everyone that this next generation is going to reverse some mistakes of those that have gone before.
Well, thank you for being there, Pastor Zill, and God's blessings on the march, and Godspeed, safe travels.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Reverend Marcus Zill, Director of LCMS Campus Ministry and LCMSU. We're going to go now to Deaconess Pam Nielsen. She's the Associate Executive Director of Communication Services with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Deaconess Nielsen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? You staying warm?
Yes. You know, I've never been to this march before, but from all reports, this is a balmy March day, and it's actually quite nice. Sun is shining brightly. It's cool, but not miserable. So a lot of energy, a lot of excitement here.
Now, you're a person who has many vocations. You serve as Associate Executive Director for Communication Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. You've served as a deaconess, as an educator, and a wife and mother. Of all those vocations, which ones does this March for Life really, really tug at the most for you today?
Well, I think my vocation as a child of God, Pastor Lamb, the head of Lutherans for Life, preached this morning, and he really hit the nail on the head when he said there's no more pro-life message than the message of the gospel and the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus that is ours in baptism. And, you know, it's at the heart of that that we as the people of God understand and respect life. That's what is foundational for us. And so it starts there, and then it spills into every other vocation and how we care for our neighbor, our family, how we go about our work, and all of those things. So I guess it touches them all, and it's at the heart of it.
From everyone's feedback, it sounds like the Divine Service was just the absolute perfect way to begin this LCMS Life Conference and to prepare for this march today. And
It was really a rich, wonderful experience, soul food to fill us for a day of confessing boldly about life and who gives life.
And so where are you right about now? You're headed over to the march. Are you getting ready for the rally?
We are actually at the start of the march. I can see a stage, and it says March for Life, and people are assembling here. We're here with President Harrison and others. And there's a group of, like, six district presidents here this year, which is really incredible and really wonderful. And there are signs and placards from groups from all over, all different religions and college groups, people young and old. But I think we're at the start of the march. I'm just following the crowd, though. So, and it's a crowd.
Well, I'm sure it's great to hear that it is a crowd and that there are many people there taking a stand for life, and and so many Lutherans, so many LCMS folks there today as well. I'm sure that's an encouragement. What was it like on the train? Being it sounds like you all were kind of packed in there, all those bright yellow hats packed in there.
Well, I was thinking, I've ridden those trains before in D.C. and people are pretty quiet. The local people, you know, you get on and you keep to yourself, listen to your headset or whatever. But here were all these Lutherans packed on, and we were just talking like we do after a church service on a Sunday morning, chattering away, and mostly the only ones on the trains. But there's excitement and energy. And, you know, even here now, people are handing out signs that you can hold up. There's a guy selling hot pretzels and, you know, people with their backpacks filled with water and, you know, so if you can find a bench, people are sitting on it. Most people are standing. It's just kind of a marketplace atmosphere, a festival atmosphere, you know. People are anticipating a big day, I think.
Now, how long will the march go on today? I know that there are events lined up for the conference this evening as well. Do you know how long you'll be out there for the march today?
I guess we'll be out here most of the day. The march doesn't officially start until 1. Apparently at 12 are speeches, and then we start moving. And from what I understand, it's kind of an inching towards the mall and to the final place. And then that takes, you know, hours because of the thousands upon thousands of people. And in fact, the local news this morning was reporting that today is the Life March, and that would cause the closure of streets, that D.C. is prepared for a massive showing of pro-life people here, which is wonderful to hear and to know that they're prepared and they realize this is a big deal.
Yeah, it was nice to hear on another media outlet today about the march and about all the people that are gathering there. I heard that from AP Radio News just a little while ago. They mentioned it as well, and it's nice to get that coverage. It's not every year that most of the media outlets cover the March for Life.
That's exactly right, and I guess we've got some coverage. LCMS coverage in the local St. Louis Post-Dispatch story that's coming out, either came out today or will be coming out, and I guess we're the only church body that they're mentioning in our involvement with this. So We're getting some local hometown coverage too.
Very good. Now, is our photojournalist there? Was he able to make this trip and get some photos as well?
Yes, Eric is here, and he's going to have a gallery to put up. And already we have a few of his pictures up on LCMS Facebook from the worship service this morning. And he's got a nifty little gadget that allows him to text photos back to St. Louis to our social media coordinator, and she gets them up pretty quickly. So got a nice little operation going, but he'll have a formal gallery that sort of captures the whole event, march and conference, probably up sometime this weekend.
Very good. Pam, what are you looking forward to most with this conference? I know the march is certainly a highlight of it, but there are a lot of other things as part of the LCMS Life Conference. What are you looking forward to most?
Well, I think the lineup of speakers is really phenomenal this year. We've got some Lutheran, strong Lutheran voices in the Life arena, and some other voices, Carol Tobias, Robbie George, who is just an amazing mind and ethicist. He's a Catholic, but Lutherans know him through his writings and his speaking. And I think it's going to be a rich and diverse set of speakers that are going to cause us to think in ways we haven't thought and challenge us to consider ways we can bear witness more clearly, more boldly in our vocations to hold up life and the sanctity of life.
Well, very good. Pam, I appreciate your time today, and I pray that all goes well and goes smoothly, and I'll let you get back to the preparations for the rally before the march there. Thank you so much for your time and for sharing with us what's going on at the LCMS Life Conference and the March for Life today.
Thank you. Everybody follow us on LCMS Facebook and Twitter.
Very good.
Take care.
Check it out.
Bye-bye.
You can go find those on Facebook, LCMS on Facebook and on Twitter as well. Deaconess Pam Nielsen, Associate Executive Director for Communication Services here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It has been a fine day. Our time is running out, but thanks to all of our guests. We had some great guests today, and continue to pray for our country and for those who make decisions in this country, whether they're leaders or individuals who are making decisions about life in this country. Thanks so much for joining us today for Faith and Family. Thy Strong Word up next right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.